Hey, I'm Lily.
Hi, I'm Donovan.
We are Jazz 88 summer interns. Minneapolis Community Education is bringing Rent to South High this month for its annual summer musical event. We are happy to have two important members of the production. We have Joellen Jolslet and Zola here today with us. Joellen is a program engagement coordinator for MPS and a producer of the show Rent, and Zola is a directing assistant. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So, Joellen, can you tell us more about your role in producing this play?
Yeah, so I work for Minneapolis Public Schools I work with community education and general engagement, like making things happen. And that's really what a producer's role is. So along with my colleague, Dave Premack, who is the coordinator over at Southwest High School, we hire the staff, we organize the auditions, we make sure we have the rights to the show that we want to do, we plan for all to support all the professionals that we hire. So our props person, we make sure they have the materials they need to build the props, our costume person, our music director, do they have the musicians they need? We just kind of make it all happen. That's what a producer does, like making the magic.
That's
making
super cool.
Sure no balls get dropped and everything kind of happens.
When it came to choosing the play for this year, why did you choose Rent?
Ooh, for a lot of really good reasons. The first being that our cast of Hairspray last summer wanted to do it. They were like, let's try something super meaty and super like meaningful. We try to alternate when we're doing big, showy, like fairy tale productions and when we're doing things that address social matters. So Rent, of course, is very relevant right now with people being unhoused, with people experiencing disenfranchisement, lack of access to health care. The story of Rent is based on the opera La Boheme, where people in France were dying of tuberculosis. And it was reset in New York City, where people in the late 80s and early 90s were dying of AIDS. And those people were predominantly people of color and people who identify as LGBTQ+. So it's just very relevant to the social issues that we have here in our country, in our mm-hmm. city, that are happening right now. So it was, it just felt like the right time to do something that would engage the community in conversations around things like that.
Here's a question for both of you. What's the biggest challenge you faced while preparing the show?
I would say that the biggest challenge with a show like this is just making sure that all of the voices are heard, especially because it's a show that tackles so many different social issues, making sure that you're going about it in a way that honors everybody's experiences and what happened then and what is happening now. And I think our team has done a really good job of navigating that and hearing people's concerns and everything that needs to go into consideration for a show like this, but I think that's definitely a hard thing to navigate.
I would also add that because Rent and La Boheme are operas, which are predominantly sung, the music is extremely difficult. Mm. So if you come to see the show, and I hope y'all do, you'll see that most of the dialogue is sung in rhythm with our live orchestra or band on stage. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So there's a band right there playing, making a lot of noise, and they got to keep the rhythm so that the words are all said at the right time when the music hits. It's the most amazing thing to see. So the music is really challenging as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So Zola, I hope I'm saying your name right.
Yeah.
But you said that this is your first show that you're not acting in. Do you like it? What's different?
Yeah, I think it's been a really fun experience, kind of being like a fly on the wall, like catching things that the directors have so many things going on, and it's fun to kind of sit back and catch the things that they might not be noticing, just like little acting things. It's helped me because I have such a like acting nerd brain. It's helped me develop like my own acting things and just being able to notice how things read to the audience and how things come across when other people are acting on stage, and being able to like look at that mm-hmm. and it not being my own performance has been really fun to see, and fun to have people being like growing and changing their performances in front of my eyes based off of my notes is like, it's very interesting. Yeah.
So remind me, did you try out for a character or no?
Yeah, I did audition, but I had a couple of scheduling things and that wasn't super applicable for the rehearsal schedule. And so they brought me on as the part of the production team, and I'm really happy about it. Yeah.
So just to remind the people of who is here with us today, we have Zola, the directing assistant, and Joellen, the producer of Rent.
I was going to ask, how has being a part of the play Rent, like, what have you learned? Like, not necessarily just in the play, but like outside of the play.
Well, we open tomorrow, so we're pretty exhausted. It's so much work. It is an incredibly rewarding process. What I feel like I've learned is to expand my understanding of what perspectives means. So Zola mentioned an actor. Zola mentioned she's just graduated from high school, one of our MPS high schools, right? And it's like, we really want to be relevant to all people in our audience, all the people we're working with. She talked a lot about hearing, you know, everyone's perspective in this process. And yeah, it's like, the more you know, the more you know you don't know, right? The more you figure out, wow, there's a lot of things that you can learn from other people. Like, I'm constantly learning. So as, like, Dave and I started this show for MPS in 2018. So we have done a show, including an online show during the pandemic, every year. And so every year we learn something.
Wow.
And we'll take that into our process for what we do next year. We do survey our cast and our crew, and that's something we haven't mentioned yet. We have a fabulous crew of people running things behind the scene, and a lot of them are high schoolers. And they come and they change our microphone packs and they make our props and they move our scenic pieces, and they're amazing. So it's an opportunity to get people involved in a lot of things and to tap into their interests. We have always felt like, as an education organization, that the learning piece of it is really important. I'm not here to do everything. I'm here to make sure everything can happen. I want things to happen. I want the cast and crew to have the feedback of a young person who's an actor. And I make that happen by bringing a person like Zola on board rather than giving my own opinions. So
that makes sense. So you mentioned the other people on the cast. Could you tell us a little bit about them and like what it went into like choosing them?
Oh, well, the audition process is a 3-day process. We had 150 people audition.
Wow.
We cast 40. So the first thing, we have 2 nights of people coming and singing a song for us. And because it's Rent and it's 100% sung, we basically just did that. We didn't do a dance call at all. Didn't we? Or did we do it? We did just for callbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Just for callbacks. So 2 different nights. 2 different locations. We were at Southwest for one of the nights. We were at Edison for one of the nights. And we saw about 75 people a night. And then one very long Saturday, we had what we call callbacks. Mm. And we also had a virtual option. As Zola mentioned, they virtually
I was in New York for my choir trip, so I filmed a dance call in the middle of a hallway.
Oh, my gosh.
Learned it like 15 minutes beforehand.
But, you know, you learn a lot about people when they're scrappy like that. You're like, oh, we figured it out.
Like, I sing Seasons of Love in a woman's restroom, I think.
I want to say about 2/3 of the people that we cast are people that we've worked with before. But we always want to bring new voices and new faces to the table. So some of the people we cut have been in shows with us before. And it is a really hard decision. When we did Hairspray, you know, we had 80 people. Like, it was huge. And now with Rent, which is written for 15 people, we actually have 30.
Wow.
So it's like, but everybody brings something. Mm-hmm. And we work very creatively to make sure everyone feels an important part of the storytelling.
I was just going to say, the size of our cast in my opinion, adds to the importance of the show, because with such a small cast, it can make it feel like such a, like a smaller issue, and it's really not, and it applies to so many people, especially during the AIDS crisis. Like, it was a crisis, and having a bigger cast makes the audience feel like more people are impacted, and so I think it does a good job of conveying the story.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Out of all, like, the places to have it, like, why South?
Well, part of the story is what buildings are open and which buildings are not. We have performed most. We've done a show at Washburn. We did a show at, I have to think about this for a second. We haven't done all our shows at Southwest, but we have done many of our shows at Southwest. Because Dave actually works at Southwest. He's familiar with the technology. We know where the dressing rooms are. The staff know us. We get access to their costume stock. There's a lot of good reasons to be at Southwest. Southwest is under construction this summer.
Oh.
So we started looking around, and we could have been at Washburn. There's actually a youth program at Edison. They're doing Beetlejuice Junior. And if you had a full program with a back page, you would have the dates of that, but I'll get you one. Yeah, so it's really hard to be on top of each other, two different shows back to back. It's so we're like, okay, well, could we be at Washburn? Could we be at... So which schools were online? So that was where we started.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just South just felt like the right choice for this show. It felt like the right place to tell this story. And as we look to next year and wondering, you know, if we're back at Southwest or if we'll have the opportunity to be at another school, we think about that. Like, what show do we want to do? Mm-hmm. And how does it match the space? The scenic design for Rent is typically, and we are actually doing this, very bare bones. Rolling tables, rolling steel tables, rolling scaffolding. We move stuff around. The pit is on stage. So decisions about where to perform involve the size of the space. South has the capacity to hold that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are definitely theaters where they don't have the size mm-hmm. to accommodate that. So that plays into it as well.
Yeah. Also, I think the nature of South's stage, it's thrust, and it has like aisles that come up directly on stage, and it just makes the cast and the production of the show feel a lot more inviting to the audience, and like they can be a part of the story too. I don't know if that was purposeful or not, but I think it's a cool aspect of it.
So a thrust is where the stage comes out into the audience. Mm-hmm. A proscenium is when it's like square.
Yeah, boxed off.
Yeah, boxed off. Yep.
Well, I'm going to be a senior at South, and I've had some pretty hot experiences where it gets pretty warm in that auditorium. How have you guys been dealing with the heat in there?
Actors just brought that up the other day because there's not a whole lot we can do with air conditioning, but we have a lot of fans going on backstage, a lot of sugar-free liquid IV, making sure everybody's hydrated. We have ice packs and stuff backstage. One of our characters, Angel, is a drag queen, and so we incorporated a hand fan into their costume design because they're wearing a wig and big boots and like very hot costume, and it worked with the character to have that option on stage, especially after big dances and stuff. So we do our best.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Rent is the whole first act takes place on a single day.
Oh, wow.
Christmas Eve. And so people are all bundled up because we're Christmas. Telling a story. Mm-hmm. And then the whole second act takes place over an entire year. So it's 525,600 minutes. And that's what that means. It's like the theme of that song is really all about, like, what does a day, what does a year mean to people? So these are people that are contemplating their own mortality and what it means to live their to their fullest every single day. And then also, No Day Like Today is a song from the show, which means seize the day, like right now, carpe diem. So, yeah. that doesn't really address your question about being hot, but it does. Coats. Coats are, so we actually have coat racks because it's, I don't know if any of you have ever done theater. You got a heavy coat on, you got a costume underneath, you got to take that coat off and hang it up. That's hard. So we'll just give you a hook. Just hang it up.
Yeah. People have like ice packs underneath their jackets and stuff sometimes.
Yeah, just put an ice pack in your pocket.
So you mentioned that you guys like the feel of the stage at South High and how it kind of incorporates the audience. So what kind of experience should the audience members like look forward to?
I would say that audiences should expect to feel up. This is just speaking from my own experience watching the show like 5 times now. I get emotional every single time. I get happy and just so much joy for the performers on stage. And I also, maybe it's because they know me, maybe it's because they're not, our cast does a really good job of like acting towards the audience. And somebody's always like looking at me and dancing at me during La Vie Boheme, uh-huh. or like just making connections with people in the audience. And I think that that's a really cool part, because a big part of this show is like humanity, and the people in the audience are humans just as much as the people on stage, and like connecting, yeah. and make like bridging that gap. I think the cast does a really good job of that, and the stage just like makes it easier for that to happen.
Nice.
I was gonna say, going off what you just said, since it's the 30th anniversary of Rent, how do you think that it is still impactful today?
Well, I think the story of marginalized people is timeless. I think the struggles of the unhoused are still happening. Like, people are still what we call in the show selling out. They are getting careers. They are off making money off of their art and how that's viewed by people who don't have those opportunities. So, yeah, the story of Rent is kind of never going to be irrelevant.
Yeah.
All right. I think it was relevant when it was La Boheme, the opera, and it's relevant now. Mm-hmm. That it was always who looks out for who. Like, where do we find the support we need to exist in this world in a way that's fulfilling and in a way that uplifts people all over?
And as much as that is a story, like everything that you just said, I think also just the feeling of the community and having people there for you and having friend groups, and no matter what happens and what's thrown at you, having just a community of people is just like a universal experience. And having, every time I watch it, I get reminded of that and the importance of community. And so I think like the underlying theme is, yeah, just love and community and friendship. And I just love it.
It really is a powerful moment when people basically come out of nowhere. And so there's the cast, and they're the principals, and they're on stage, and they're telling their story. But then this community of people that are mm-hmm. that all look different and all have different kinds of costumes on, yeah. just come out of nowhere and embrace, like wrap their arms literally around the audience and around mm-hmm. the principals, and just say, we are part of this storytelling.
Yeah, you start singing about love, and I'm just sitting there like trying not to cry.
That's powerful.
Since this play is very hard topic, do you guys like try to keep it like the mood up while rehearsing? And do you have like a favorite story that you would like to share? Or it could be something also that's like emotional.
I think that we try to take it as it is in moments, because the show does do a really good job, and Jonathan Larson really played into it, of like making it joyful and living while you can in the show, and mm-hmm. for the audience to give them like a break. So during the emotional moments and stuff, we still have moments of levity and still moments where we're like, yeah, community, singing, dancing. And then there's also moments where you're just like clutching your pearls and just holding your breath. And I think that kind of is how we approached it in the rehearsal process too. When it is a harder scene, it's definitely more of a solemn vibe. People are still cracking jokes and stuff, trying to lighten the mood, but I feel like you have to kind of honor the moment.
Yeah,
right. And then when it's fun, people are having fun and living in that too. So I think it's just a balance.
The play sounds very interesting, and I would love to come personally. So where are the show times?
So we open tomorrow night, so Friday, July
10th.
We open tomorrow, Friday, July 10th. The performances are at 7 o'clock on the 10th and the 11th. And then we have a matinee on the 12th, and that matinee will be have an ASL interpreter. And then we have 3 days off, and we start again on Thursday and run again through Sunday. So our Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows are at 7 o'clock, and our final show will be the matinee on Sunday the 19th at 2 o'clock.
That sounds great. Well, thank you guys for being here, and it sounds like a very exciting production. And good luck.
Thank you so much.
We hope we see you there.
This is fun.